Drive on 2SER.
Indeed it is. 2SER broadcasts on Gadigal land. And as such, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land upon which we meet, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, paying respects to elders past, present and emerging, acknowledging also that sovereignty has never been ceded. Hello, my name's Danny Chifley and you're listening to Friday Drive on 2SER 107.3, the 4 o'clock block of rock, the only radio show that jumped over 18 bicycles on a bus before realising that doing the inverse would have been much more impressive. But who's going to lend me 18 buses? One bus, sure. No worries. No wuckin' furries. But 18? What do you think I am, made of buses? I'm not Voltron. I'll tell you who is Voltron, though. He's like a 60-foot-tall robot. Can't miss him. Also, I didn't actually jump 18 bicycles on a bus. I crushed them all. And damaged the bus. But you know who never dobbed on me? To either the bus company or the bike hire company? And that's Hobo Mallow. He's a stand-up guy. Forget about it. That's what he says, because he's such a stand-up guy. I said to him before, geez, those tracks you were playing today, there's some real bangers in that one, Hobo. Forget about it. That was his response. That's just what sort of dude he is. Big show for you this afternoon. But obviously I would say that I'm very biased towards my own program. Brand new feature album is American Love Call by Durand Jones and the Indications, an album that channels the sound of 70s vocal ensembles without ever looking backwards. We're going to take a couple of tracks from that a bit later on this afternoon, as well as give away a copy to one lucky 2SER listener. But to get us there, let's get things started, shall we? Some Aldous Harding with The Barrel. I know what you're saying, Aldous. That's what they've got me over. 2SER.
I feel your love. I feel time is up. When I was a child, I never knew enough what that do to me. The wave of love is a transient hut. The water's the shell and we are the nut. But I saw a hand arch out the barrel. Look at all the peaches. How do you celebrate? You can't appear out of nowhere. It's already day. I know you have the dove. I'm not getting wet. Looks like a date is set. Show the favorite to the egg. I'm not getting let alone. You shook at the ivory mantle. As a poet, I knew to be gentle. When you have a child, so begins the braiding, and in that braid you stay. Look at all the peaches. I want to celebrate. I can appear inside of nowhere. It's already dead. The dove, I'm not getting wet. Looks like a date is set. Show the ferret to the egg. I'm not getting let alone. The ferret to the egg. I'm not getting let alone.
looks like a daddy's set. Show the ferret to the egg. I'm not getting let alone.
It's Gumball time again. The ultimate laid-back family festival experience. Over 40 live acts, including Tex Perkins, Sampa the Great, Magic Dirt, and Augie March. It kicks off on Anzac Day, April 25th, and will run over four glorious days. Based in Hunter Valley bushland, this boutique camping festival is BYO and also features great food, markets, and loads of activities. For tickets and more info, visit thegumball.com.au. Dashville, proud sponsors of 2SER 107.3.
New studio. Don't know what's going on. Friday Drive on 2SER is what you're listening to. That's the Stroppies there, off the album Whoosh, with their track Nothing At All. The Stroppies are a Melbourne quartet made up of members of Twerps, Boomgates and Primetime. So that's the very best post-rock bands that are out of Melbourne, forming like the aforementioned Voltron that we discussed there in the opening bracket of this afternoon's Friday Drive program on 2SER 107.3. The track that started it all off was Aldous Harding with The Barrel. So a couple of beautiful tracks there to kick things off this afternoon. I'm sure I'll eventually lower the tone on this radio program, but not yet. 10 minutes in, and we're still looking pretty classy. So let's have some up-to-date news, sports, weather, traffic and gambling odds now, and the nuclear summit between President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, has collapsed after the two sides failed to reach a deal to a standoff over US sanctions on the reclusive nation. A stunning end to high-stakes meetings meant to disarm a global threat. Mr. Trump said the breakdown occurred over North Korea's insistence that all punishing sanctions that the US has imposed be lifted without Pyongyang committing to eliminate its entire nuclear arsenal. Sometimes you have to walk, Mr. Trump explained, adding that an agreement was ready to sign, but that I'd much rather do it right than do it fast. To which countless humorists responded, that's not what Melania said. Humorists like me and what I said just now. I do often wonder if people make jokes about Kim Jong-un's wife. I don't even know if he's married. I should probably look that up. Except I probably don't want Kim Jong-un's wife in my search history. Or anywhere else for that matter. But hopefully she looks just like him, because I reckon that's cute when the couples look alike. because he's a bit of a cuddlebuns, old Kim Jong-un. He looks like animation or one of those ball-shaped teddy bears that you win at the show but come to life, old Kim Jong. He looks like you just pick him up and cuddle him forever, lost in his pillowy folds. Let's talk a little bit of weather and traffic at the moment, shall we? Let's do the bad news before the good. So that'd be traffic first. A-League, Sydney FC are playing Adelaide United this evening at Leichhardt Oval in Lilyfield. So traffic will be heavier than usual on roads approaching Leichhardt Oval. I was wondering what was going on there. I was there at Leichhardt Oval earlier today, reliving some of my past glories, just kicking the footy around the field. Strathfield to Homebush Bay Drive, the M4 motorway between Parramatta Road and Homebush Bay Drive. Traffic looks pretty terrible there. And besides that, it seems everything's great. Oh, no, it isn't. There's a Tour de Cure cycle thing is happening this weekend, or Sunday 3rd of March to Tuesday 5th of March. It's Wollongong to Sydney via Huskisson and Kiama. So please, if you're on those roads there, look out for cyclists, won't you? Don't be one of those anti-cyclist people. Samantha Riley Drive at Decorah Drive in Kellyville. There's scheduled roadwork there, which is causing some traffic issues. Samantha Riley's got her own street. That's fantastic. Devonshire Street between Elizabeth Street and Marlborough Street in Surry Hills. Some changed traffic conditions there. There will be all through the Sydney CBD this weekend. There's a protest march happening on Sunday. And, of course, the big event on Saturday evening, the Mardi Gras, is on. So if you are thinking about coming to the city on the weekend, please do use public transport, won't you? What is the weather going to be like for it? It's actually looking like it might kind of be pretty good. There is sort of talk of some showers tomorrow, 25 degrees, because Mardi Gras is usually one of those weekends where it always rains. But we might sort of miss that this weekend. You'll have a dry Mardi Gras, but have a safe Mardi Gras if you're going out there to party this weekend. And if you see someone in a Rip Curl t-shirt with a gun holster-shaped bulge in their waist and they've got a dog, don't pat that dog. Keep moving. So potentially good weather all weekend, although the Bureau has been known to lie to us, because as we all know, they are controlled by the Illuminati. Now let's get back to the track, shall we? Here's a bit of Black Cab with their new one. It's called Take It. You're listening to Friday Drive on 2SER. Take It.
Just Afrocultures Festival is back and bigger than ever. Come and enjoy Australia's largest African festival, Saturday, March 9th at Wyatt Park, Lidcombe. Immerse yourself in the vibrant culture, music and delicious food. Enjoy two stages of live performances, shop at the African Marketplace and get your foodie fix with 14 different cuisines in the Nile Food Court. Visit africultures.com.au for more information. 2SER is a media partner of Afrocultures.
It's life in general with romance put through that.
Another kind of neat surprises.
2SER.com.
Very schmick.
Today, after staring into the sun, I saw the imprint of lips burned into the backs of mine. In the flickering light, it found its way through the trees and the passing scenery. From where
Oh, that's Heather Woods Broderick there with her track Where I Lay. You are listening to Friday Drive on 2SER 107.3 FM. My name's Danny Chifley. Thank you so much for joining us here for a lovely, wonderful Friday afternoon. Christine Greeno from Storytellers New South Wales is going to be joining us here in the studios in just a little while. But it is time to give away the feature album every week. My honour, my pleasure. The crown that weighs heavily upon my head is being the first person to kick off the brand new feature album here on 2SER 107.3. This week's feature album is by Duran Jones and the Indications. It's a record called American Love Call. It's an album that conjures the dynamism of Jackie Wilson, Curtis Mayfield and The Impressions. Even with an aesthetic steeped in golden strings-infused dreaminess of early 70s soul, the Indications' sophomore LP is planted firmly in the present with the urgency of this moment in time. If you want to win yourself a copy of this record, and let me tell you, this is the jam, all you need to do is give me a call on 95149500 when I hit play on this bad boy. That's 95149500. Please do that. Otherwise, I might be forced to give it to Matt from Stanmore, who's still waiting on his feature album that he won a couple of weeks ago. All right, someone's ringing now. Better play the song. Morning in America by Duran Jones and the Indications. You're listening to Friday Drive on 2SER.
It's still in San Diego. You can hear a baby cry as the trains in New York City roll thunder down the line. The teachers rise in Richmond as they sleep in San Antonio, while the harbor lights on Baltimore got nurses head home. And the Joes of Maricopa say a man is but is wrong. It's morning in America, to order, come scream.